Thanks for tuning in to WISO on WISO.org and NPR One. It's time for Graduating Latino. That's our series on education for Latino students in the Miami Valley. It's part of the National American Graduate Initiative in partnership with Think TV. Today, we head to a Dayton high school to meet a star student who had a long trip here. He was one of tens of thousands of children who cross into the U.S. without papers each year. For WISO, Jonathan Platt has part one of the story.
I'm in a huge garage at the David H. Pullman's High School. There are 10 or so cars in different stages of being fixed. Some are on hydraulic lifts. Instructor Rick Seether calls the students over for a mini lesson.
I use the red.
We got a horn that doesn't work on a granny. He hears this clicking. Why is this clicking?
Is this the relay?
Yeah.
It's the relay.
Why is it clicking?
Isn't that because
he's now got power in the whole relay. Why is it clicking now?
Is it because the ground is not good or something like that?
Yes. Yeah. You provided a ground right here. Which
the student with all the answers is Javier. We're using his middle name to protect his identity. According to his teacher, he's the best student in the class. Javier has straight A's in all his other classes, and he does have a somewhat reasonable excuse why he doesn't have a 4.0 overall.
It was because English, because I still was learning it.
So you would have been a 4.0 had you had not the English barrier?
That would be like 4.0 the whole 4 years.
He arrived in Dayton in the middle of what was to be his eighth grade year. He could only say hello and goodbye. His parents had left Ecuador for Dayton a few years earlier. He and his little sister were living with their grandmother, but it was never discussed that the kids would leave Ecuador and join their parents. Javier thought,
I will never go to the U.S. Never, never, never.
Then he got a surprising phone call.
And one day my mom called me and she said, hey, you want to come to the U.S. with your sister? I was like, whoa, are you kidding me? How? And I was like thinking of it. I was like, whoa, how do we do this? And somehow we got here.
And that somehow we got here included an elaborate network of coyotes, professional smugglers working together. From Ecuador, they flew to Honduras, then several days on the road to Mexico City, where they stayed with friends of the family for 3 weeks. In order to cross the border, Javier and his sister were told to act Mexican. Two coyotes played the role of mother and father and acted as if the family were going to shop at an Arizona grocery store. The kids sat in the back with Game Boys.
Yeah, we had to learn their names. We had to learn our names because we had different names. And we had to learn the... Oh, we also learned the national anthem from Mexico. Yeah, it was nice. Yeah.
Javier's laughing about crossing the border in the hands of coyotes, but he was scared.
These people are being used by everybody.
That's Tony Ortiz, Associate Vice President of Latino Affairs at Wright State University. He hears stories like this from lots of immigrant families.
Now, the families, they're trying to do what's the father and the mother. They're trying to do what's best for the whole family. Okay. They're coming from conditions that it's not possible for them to survive there. Okay? So they're coming here, but they're being used.
He says the coyotes are making lots of money, and Javier says his family paid thousands of dollars to the coyote network for each child.
But they didn't have the money, so they had to borrow from other people, and after that they had to work and get them the money back. Well, that's what they told me, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's some dedication.
That's some dedication, yeah.
As I'm listening to his story, I think about families who save money for years to pay for their child's college education. Javier's family had to borrow money just so they could be together. Now he's a high school senior about to graduate, and he's facing a whole new set of problems. That story tomorrow. For WYSO, I'm Jonathan Platt.
Next on Graduating Latino, Javier's been a great student at Ponitz, but he's not sure if he can go on to college because of his legal status. Tune in to Morning Edition for the full story or go online to WYSO.org. American Graduate is a public media initiative funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Thanks for listening.